I'm Sean Crawford. You probably know some drugs can interact with others, creating serious health issues. You might also assume your pharmacist will point out potential concerns. Well, maybe not. A Chicago Tribune investigation found more than half the time those dispensing the drugs failed to call attention to the dangers of pairing up certain medications. Ray Long of the Tribune, among the reporters who worked on that investigation, and he joins us today. Thanks for being with us, Ray.
Good to be here, Sean. Thank you.
Well, tell us, first of all, Ray, how you and your team went about this report.
Well, we used about 15 reporters in the field, Sean. We went out, we used our real names. We went out to a variety of chains, seven chains in all, CVS, Kmart, Costco, Walmart, Jewel Osco, Mariano's, which is a Chicago area chain, and Walgreens, 30 individual stores at each one of those. And we went to 32 independent stores, independent pharmacies in the Chicago area. Now, we also, because some stores don't have 30 in the Chicago area, like Kmart, we did a reach down to Springfield, Decatur, Pekin, et cetera, and into states Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
And you went in and you basically asked for certain medications that you knew would have interactions with each other.
Right. We had five pairs. Three of them, if put together, have the potential of killing a person. One of them actually could cause a person to pass out. Another one could cause birth controls to be ineffective. And so this last one, the birth control one, also had the added risk of potentially causing birth defects, too. So all of these were serious interactions. We had a pharmacy specialist, a drug interaction specialist from the University of Arizona and the University of Washington, who have spent years and years studying this, helped us pick out the pairs. And they said these are no-brainer types of things that pharmacists should catch and warn you. Now, what we were looking for, Sean, is whether the pharmacist would actually say anything or call the doctor. Either one of those would have been a pass for us. But what we found was that more than half, just slightly more than half, 52% overall out of the 255 tests failed. And so we saw a wide range. CVS had 63% failure rate, Kmart 60%, Costco 60%, Walmart 43%, Jewel Osco 43%, Mariano's, the local chain, 37%, and Walgreens at 30%. Now, the higher the score, the worse the chain did.
I'm assuming that you went into this thinking that this could be a problem. Were you surprised, though, at the numbers that you came back with?
Well, yes. Sean, that's a great point, because two other reporters had been working on drug interaction stories long before I jumped in over a year ago and started working with them on this. Sam Rowe, a longtime investigative reporter, and Carissa King, another investigative reporter here, had kept hearing about these problems at the counter, at the drugstore counters. And so we decided to start out slow and see what would happen. And we were getting all these fails. And so we just kept expanding and expanding until we felt confident that we had a sample size that would stand up to scrutiny and reduce the chance of chance.
So many people are on prescription medication these days. It does impact a lot of people.
Right, absolutely. And we just use two drugs, right? So a lot of people that you and I know, I'm sure, have multiple prescription drugs, too. The thing is that the pharmacists are basically the last line of defense to make sure that a person's medications are safe. And this was a test of the strength of that safety net.
We're talking with Ray Long. He's an investigative reporter for the Chicago Tribune. The latest investigation has discovered how many times pharmacists fail to point out potential interactions with prescriptions when you go in to get those filled. Ray, I thought that there were computer programs, things like that now, that really did sort of the double check for pharmacists to make sure that something they're dispensing, that they're not giving something to somebody who already is getting another drug. I thought all of that was computerized.
Well, you're right, Sean. It is computerized, but there are several different programs, and pharmacies use different programs. And another thing that the pharmacists tell us is that the sensitivity of these programs can keep in or out the level of interaction concern. In other words, if it's a high warning or a severe warning or just a minimal warning, these software programs can be adjusted so that they can catch every interaction or catch only the most severe. But what we have heard also from the pharmacists is that the computers are catching so many messages from insurance companies, from drug interaction groups, software programs. So many things come up as alerts that the pharmacists who are crunched in their time get what they call flag fatigue. In other words, they see so many issues flagged that they just get immune to the number of warnings there. Now, they have the right, as pharmacists in most cases, to make their own judgment as to whether or not the drug interaction would be harmful to a patient, and they can override it that way too. The thing that sometimes pharmacists worry about is that they may just become too automatic. If, for example, Sean, there were cases where we have heard that there are like orange lines that show up on CVS computers. Once your drug is not filled, once drugs go into the system, they're supposed to be filled in a certain amount of time. Once they don't, once they hit kind of a backlog situation, they turn orange. Well, the more orange you get, the more you're going to end up hearing from your supervisor. And so that's kind of a pressure, according to the pharmacist, that they have to put up with. So they keep moving fast and fast, and they worry that they're moving too fast. Some of these pharmacists, John, have told us that they fill hundreds of prescriptions a day, sometimes giving them only a minute or two, maybe three in some cases, to check for drug interaction.
I would think that in some of these cases, you would find that independent pharmacists maybe are a little closer to the clients that are coming in, their customers, and may do a better job at this. That's not what you found, though.
Right. That was one thing that took us off guard. We had heard the stories about, just like you had said, that a lot of these local pharmacists know their patients and that they are specially in tune with them. Well, we went in with a script maybe one day apart, maybe together, and we found that 72%, that would be higher than even CVS's 63%, 72% of them failed. 72% of the independents failed to catch these drug interactions.
You've also heard back some response from the companies. Are they making some changes? Are they taking a look at these findings?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Sean, they were making changes before we even got the story in the paper, which was a quick response. In the case of, for example, Walgreens and Walmart and CVS, they all came out with ideas that they are going to push, including more training. CVS said its policies will be changed and its computer system will be upgraded. And Walgreens said it would provide additional training to its pharmacists, and they'd also try to give pharmacists more time to help patients. And Walmart said it will update and improve its pharmacy alert system also. Now, altogether, we're talking training of 120-some-odd thousand pharmacists and technicians.
I looked at people out there, like you mentioned, many people on 3, 4, 5 or even more medications at one time. They don't even want to see one instance where somebody fails to, point out the dangers of mixing these drugs. Is there anything they can do beyond, just hope for the best and hope they go to the right pharmacist? Is there anything that they can do on their own to try to safeguard?
Well, they should ask questions. Keep a list of the medications you're on. Take it to the pharmacy. You know, a lot of times the doctors want to see all the medications you have, but you don't see that so much at the pharmacy. The pharmacist did not ask us generally what medications we were on. And, you know, another thing that came up in this whole discussion and in our reporting was that a lot of people pharmacy hop, right? So you want to get the best deal. So you'll see you might get a better price for one drug in one pharmacy and a better price for another drug at another one. Well, then those two pharmacies aren't talking together either. So they may not know the interaction that you could be vulnerable to if you are buying your drugs at two different places. Sean, what we've seen so far is that U.S. Senator Dick Durbin came out and said that the federal Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta should try to find some kind of nationwide policy to protect consumers from these drug combinations. Senator Durbin was more than usual upset about some type of consumer issue here. He was saying it's hard for him to believe that in this day and age of computers and software that we would still be dealing with such a fundamentally dangerous issue. And so he's called on the Federal Centers for Disease Control to look at what can be done to set some type of standard bar out there. There's also a group called the National Association of Boards of Pharmacies. Now, this is a group that actually has all the state boards of pharmacy from all 50 states involved with it. And this group is saying, the head of this group is saying, you know, we need to have a type of regulation, bottom line requirement for how we deal with customers at the window. Sean, a lot of times you'll go to the window and you'll hear, do you have any questions? And that's actually what the pharmacy is only at a minimum required to ask you. This is called what is known in Illinois as an offer to counsel. That is your chance. That is your time as a consumer to actually jump in and say, yeah, I've got questions, I've taken these drugs, et cetera. But if you say no to that, you've declined that offer. In other states, pharmacists are actually required to go to the counter at a first-time new medicine to a person and explain to them everything that's going on. We've also seen Governor Rauner, Sean, come out and say he wants his agencies to review what can be done to try to protect consumers on this. And we've seen Mary Flowers, who chairs a health care committee in the House. She's a Democrat, and of course, Rauner's a Republican. Mary Flowers has called for a bill that would set up a hotline for people, tell if a doctor prescribed in an interaction that's bad, that she wants pharmacists to call that in. So there's a variety of pieces of reaction that are flowing since this report came out.
That's Ray Long. He's an investigative reporter with the Chicago Tribune. If you'd like to read more about this story and the findings of pharmacists and the mixing and interactions of drugs and the failure at times to call that out, you can find a link. It's at our website at illinoisedition.org.